Hello, people, one and all. Welcome back to the Rascal Cast. I'm Cade, and I'm here with...
Oh, shit. What's my name again?
Anyway.
It's me, EJ. Yeah. Shit you not, I almost forgot my fucking name.
You're so dumb.
I am. You know why? Because I spend all my money in Genshin Impact pulls because I have a severe gambling addiction.
Oh, yeah, that can bring us to our first topic. I bet you're wondering, hey, you guys have been trying to say you want to stay on schedule. Why the fuck did it take you so long to release this new episode? It's been like, what, 3-5 months? Well, funny story. I don't know if y'all remember or listened to the last
one. Your toes keep touching me.
The move your foot.
No, you move your foot.
No, that's against the law. You know, that's against the lawsuit, right?
The lawsuit. Oh, yeah. Reason why we were gone for so long is because I was suing the company over because I was unsatisfied with my contract. And I'm putting a restraining order on him. Or I did put a restraining order on him because he kept touching my feet with his feet.
Yeah, he made up a bunch of lies about how I Harvey Weinstein'd him, whatever that was supposed to mean. So he won $1 million.
Why are you making a reference to something that you don't even know what the fuck happened about? I don't even know what the fuck Harvey Weinstein means.
Okay, I'll tell you after the podcast. But anyway, Elijah fucking spent all the $1 million. Like, he bought a space mansion, put it all into Bitcoin. You know, a bunch of, like, you know...
Yeah, but I took the money out too early from Bitcoin, and I lost a lot of it. And then the space mansion was...
Repossessed.
It was repossessed by Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, well, you did owe him the money, because you did ask him for a loan for more.
Gotcha. And I don't even know who the fuck Jeff Bezos is, but apparently I owed him money.
Yeah. Man, how many, Genshin Impact tokens did you get? Like, how many 4 stars did you get?
I C6'd, Constellation 6'd, all the 4 stars. But here's the thing. I keep fucking getting Chi-Chi, which is a good character. But when I'm trying to pull for the banner unit, such as like Venti, I keep getting Chi-Chi.
You spent all your millions of dollars on that.
I spent a quarter of like $1 million on like Genshin Impact only to get like, you know, all the 4 stars maxed out and only like 4 or 5 stars.
All right, and what happened to the rest of the money?
Drugs. Specifically, the drugs I need to stay alive, like ibuprofen, albuterol. What's another breathing medication?
Don't tell me everything on vacation. But anyway, Elijah's back, new contract, so... You kind of screwed yourself on this one. We technically... Like, you pay us 25 cents to be on each podcast, so...
Oh, yeah. I can't even afford that.
Yeah, so... But welcome back.
Yes, now it's time for my... now it's time for me to rise from the ashes and be less broke than I was before.
I thought you would say it's time for me to retire, and you say it's going to be your last episode.
I'm retiring, everyone. I'm being replaced by a sexier black guy.
What's his name? Denzel Washington?
No, fuck Denzel Washington, that piece of shit.
Michael B. Jordan?
He's too sexy to be on this podcast. I said podcast. Podcast. He's too sexy.
Can I get Keegan-Michael Keen?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Here's the thing. He's not ugly, but he's not too sexy. He's perfect. And he's funnier than me. And his forehead is not as big as mine. Or it's about the same size.
He said don't look like a crunch bar.
Shut the fuck up, you little fucking hobgoblin. That's why you have a fucking neck beard. Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah.
Fucking double chin looking motherfucker ass.
What are you talking about?
You have a double fucking chin.
Bro, you know who you look like? You look like the peanut M&M. It's not like
the peanut M&M? Yeah. There is no peanut M&M.
The yellow one. What are you talking about?
He's not a peanut.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yes. That's why he said the peanut M&Ms.
Oh my god. Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, so first topic we want to get into is a follow-up to the last one. As we're recording this in August of 2021, a lot of you already know of the news about Chris Chan.
He really took the whole song, doing your mom, way too seriously.
Yeah.
And then not to mention, he's also a she now. Bam, bam, bam.
She's been a she for years, Elijah. Oh, yeah, you weren't on the last one. You were discussing your contract. Yeah, but recap. Last podcast, we were talking about Chris Chan and just his, her wacky antics that she got up to in her past life.
Like doing his mom. Doing her mom.
Stop. But recent news came out that he had an incestual relationship with his mom, and that was a big no-no everywhere because it's illegal.
And to mention, she was 80 years old with freaking dementia.
Yeah, so technically it was mostly rape.
Yes. So, it's not mostly rape. It was rape.
Yeah. And, yeah, so he's in jail. His mom's in
safe. She?
She's in jail. I'm sorry.
Do we really have to care about what this person's, like, you know, pronouns are?
Yeah.
They fucked their mom.
Yeah.
Took advantage over an old lady and fucked her.
Mm-hmm. And plus, there's the theory going around that she's only transgender because she wanted to have sex with lesbians.
So, wait. So, he's straight. So, wait. So, she, it, is they. You know what? She.
Just say Chris. Just say Chris.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Is straight then? So, he's basically.
For years, she said she was due to. What's it called? Because she was growing up in a Christian household, and she said that, like, gays are the worst, and that her blood. She made a comic where her blood cured homosexuality.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Denied gay allegations for years, stuff like that, and then she came out as gay. But anyway, I just want to make an amendment that we don't support Chris Chan. However, her antics were funny, so we're going to keep the episode up. But
specifically, the Sonic Chew one. That's it.
We didn't put that one out yet.
Hmm?
We didn't put that one out yet. Do you not look at what we put out?
Just the first four.
Okay. Yeah, no, we did not put that out yet.
Maybe
but
you can just cut that part out.
And I'll keep it in.
Damn it.
Shows how much knowledge you know about our own show.
Yeah. God damn it. I just don't like listening to my voice.
You could at least just look at the titles. Just
okay, fine. I'll read the titles. You know what? Here's the thing. If there is a way where I could just, like, you know, have it, like, the subtitles on it, that would be great. That way I won't have to hear my whiny, nasally voice coming back to me. Just, ugh. Because I already know I'm nasally right now, and it's killing me.
Yeah, you sound like Rob Schneider.
What? Rob Schneider?
Wow, he's nasally.
I thought that was Owen Wilson.
No, that's the, wow. No, Rob Schneider's the dude from Grown Ups. That one is amazing. He's the one that had, like, the old lady wife.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah. But anyway, I can't wait till Christian goes into court and talks about his dimensional merge and all that.
I still feel bad for the person that has to defend him.
Dude, we already saw the public defender. He's like a decent guy. He looks like a nice guy, and I just feel bad what he has to look through, like, Chris Chan.
Oh, yeah, like a decade worth of, like, Chris Chan lore?
20 years, yeah. Like, all of it. Thank God for the documentary, though. He can probably get caught up within, like, a few days.
Oh, my goodness. How old is Chris Chan?
39.
Ew!
Yeah.
I mean, wait, no, it's nothing against, like, you know, people in their 30s and everything, but it's just like, God damn!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's. His dad was, like, 60 when he had him, and his mom was in her 50s.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, so, that's the Chris Chan news update.
And we hope talking about that individual ever again.
All we can say is that we hope she gets the help she needs.
I hope she gets thrown into freaking prison and never comes out.
Prison or a mental institution, one of the two.
I don't want them to go. I don't want them to go to a mental institution because I don't want them to rape any of the other people that are messed up in there.
Well, Chris is just somebody who got sucked into the dark side way too early of life, and life is. She didn't get the help she needed to begin with. So, but anyway, enough of that.
Yeah, like a bullet to the fucking head.
Okay, Elijah.
Come on. Look, I don't like... Okay, there's two things I don't like. Rapists and pedos. They don't need sympathy.
Well, Chris Chan isn't a pedo. Yeah, pedophile.
Oh, no, Christian he's not a pedo, but he's a rapist. Mm-hmm. And the worst kind of rapist. He raped his mom.
Yeah. But
which is another thing. Incest. That's so...
However, there's news that he was probably coerced into it, and being autistic, he probably didn't know better.
Who colored... Okay, wow.
The person that that even had the phone call with him. It's a whole... There's even more shit coming on with this story, so we'll be sure to update you as it comes out in, like, 8 years or whatever. Fuck.
And I'll be gagging it throughout the whole thing.
Yes.
On to the next topic of our show.
Yeah, we're never going to talk about this again.
At least until, like, you know, something else crazy happens with this whole case.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, have you watched Star Wars The Clone Wars?
I've watched every episode from, like, the mid-2000s to the current season that came out last year.
I'm going to be honest. I never watched the actual show. I watched the movie when it came out. I was like... Do you remember the movie with, Baby Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, I know. I'm just shocked that you never actually saw the show. That's crazy.
No, man. When it came out, I was more into, like, watching family, like, the adult television.
Like, I mean, me too. Oh, my goodness. Futurama was so freaking good. That show was canceled, like, fucking 5 times. But then they kept coming back.
Yeah.
But we're going off the rails. Star Wars, like, the first couple of seasons were kind of... The animation was kind of, like, stiff. But then, over the years, they start to get, like, you know, really better. And then, like, you know, season 7, I think, it's either season 7 or season 8. I'm not quite sure what season was the one that came out last year.
That was season 7.
Okay, so it was season 7. But, oh my gosh, the animation and the fact that we got a continuation after that show got canceled. Because, why the fuck did that show get canceled?
I think it's some sort of legal dispute with LucasArts and shit.
Right. I thought it was the fact that it was like too. I thought it was like, you know, too adult of a cartoon or some crap like
Who
that.
Who knows? However, I just started watching it recently, and that show was really fucking good.
So, what episode are you on? What season?
I think I'm on season 4 or 5. It's whichever. When they're on the planet of Umbarium, and it's like right before they went undercover and as like bounty hunters or crime lords and shit like that.
Oh, where Obi-Wan fake?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. I didn't want to accidentally say, like, you know, a spoiler for, like...
Well, the fucking episode description already spoiled it, so...
Oh, okay, well... Yeah, it was the episode where Obi-Wan, like, you know, disguised himself as, like, some nameless fucking bounty hunter who's not really important... But he did briefly, like, you know, do, like, a Bounty Hunter games with, like, Cad Bane. And he's so fucking cool.
I liked him. But, yeah, I liked it so far. The first season was so, like, it was obviously designed for children.
Yeah, but then over time it started to, like, you know, mature in a way.
Mm-hmm. And it's just weird just seeing, like, all these, like, interactions with, like, clone troopers and, like, the Jedi, and you just know the impending doom.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like, it really... Another thing with the whole Star Wars, the Clone Wars thing, is, like, they canceled that show right when things, like, you know, got really serious with, like, you know... I'm pretty sure you're already aware that Ahsoka had left the Jedi Order.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, that was, like, all, like... Every trap warden shit talked about when that happened. So yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and then, like, season 7 is where, like, you know, she comes back. But the thing is, just, like, it was weird because, like, you know, Star Wars Rebels was a thing. And then, like, you know, the last season of Star Wars, The Clone Wars comes out. And it kind of ruined the finale of The Clone Wars in season 7. Because Star Wars Rebels introduced, like, you know, Ahsoka Tano as an adult. Mm-hmm. But then season 7 comes out, and then it kind of loses the stakes because towards the end of it, it's like, oh my gosh, will she survive Order 66? But we know she's going to survive Order 66 because she shows up in Rebels, which is part of the canon in the future.
I didn't watch Rebels or the.
You're really not missing much in Rebels, honestly. Mm. I mean, it's still a really good show. It's a really good show, and Ahsoka is just so freaking good in it. I just love it.
Like, I saw her in The Mandalorian when that came out, another show that I slept on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, that show was really fucking good. That show made me tear up at the end. It's really good.
I know. And my one friend from, like, freaking college that I still talk to on Discord keeps telling me to, like, you know, watch The Mandalorian. Because it's a really good show. It's just, like...
It's way better than any of the fucking...
It's sequels. Way better in the any of the, like, you know, the recent three movies within the Star Wars episode universe shit.
Mm-hmm. Although, they didn't get the... they had Ahsoka in it.
Yeah, I know. I saw...
But they didn't have Ahsoka do, like, actual voice actress in it.
Well, no. Because that Ahsoka, at that point... is, like, an adult. But then again, you know what? They still have the same voice actress of Ahsoka in, like, Rebels when she's an adult in there. So, I don't know. I still do like the choice of the actor that they chose to play Ahsoka, though.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great. She's a great actress.
Yeah, but I do understand the feeling is, like, you know, it is Ahsoka, but it doesn't really sound like Ahsoka.
Yeah. It just looks like somebody's trying to play as Ahsoka or whatever, but...
And honestly, like, you know, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, was really made for Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm. Like, Anakin, all that aside, I don't know. Could I say something?
What's up?
Fuck Anakin and Padme. Their fucking relationship is garbage.
I mean, here's the thing. In the movies, it was garbage. In the movies, it was garbage because it just seemed so... It kind of seemed, like... I don't know. It's just like, I like how it was more explored upon in the show.
A little bit, but like,
I mean, a little bit.
The episodes I saw, they weren't really like, oh, like, we gotta keep our relationship hidden. They're always like having some sort of struggle.
Yeah.
That shows that they should not be together.
And yeah, like, and that, like, you know, Anakin should honestly really not be, like, you know, a Jedi if he's willing to, like, you know, break the number one rule and not have, like, you know, relationships. But then again, that's kind of really contradictory. Like, you can't really have relationships like
that. How are
you
supposed to show, because they're so, like, don't have attachment, but show compassion. It's like, how can you do that?
Yeah, because, like, that would mean that you can't really have attachments to even your own Padawan that you're raising and training up to be, like, you know, a Jedi Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling us that you really can't have any attachments attachments outside of the Order.
Yeah, like that's
you're supposed to show compassion, but at the same time, and then not to mention, like, you know, the Jedi weren't really supposed to be even part of the war anyway.
That's what I don't get. Why were they even part of the war? They're fucking just monks.
Yeah, they're all
like wizard monks. Why are they like going to wars and stuff?
I don't know, some fucking Palpatine shit where he probably, like, you know, orchestrated some shit. Well, here's the thing. Because Palpatine was part of the Empire, and he was, like, you know, like, Count fucking Dooku and shit to turn onto his side, and he was using, like, you know, evil assassin Jedis on his team, like Dooku, Ventress, well, actually, that's really about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Maul. Don't forget about Maul.
Yeah, Maul for, like, that brief second, and then he came back to life. Honestly, when Maul came back to life... in the fucking Star Wars thing, and I was just like, okay, let me rewatch the fucking episode. And then it was just like, he really didn't have any talking roles.
Although the person who did voice him was really good, Sam Witwer.
Yeah. And then, like, in the last season, like, the fight between Ahsoka and Maul, like, they got the original actor that played him in the first movie to do all of his fight scenes, and then, like, motion capture it.
No kidding.
No joke.
Fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fight scenes in the last season are just so crisp. Because you have to admit that, like, you know, some of the fights in, like, you know, the Star Wars and Clone Wars before season 7 was kind of, like, you know, really fast. Like, they go, like, kew, 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 kew. Like, the movements were kind of a bit robotic, but and really fast, you know?
Yeah.
They were always just like, kya! Awkward arm movement, kya! Awkward arm movement, kya!
Yeah, I think they're still trying to figure out, because that was, like, what, 2006 that came out?
2007, around there.
Yeah, so they're still trying to figure it. It was not as good as...
Oh, yeah, but the seasons where Ahsoka got, like, the fucking dual-bladed shit, like, the animations in there got...
Oh, that was season 4, and that... I like it because They don't explain how she got the second blade. They just gave it to her because, eh, why not?
I mean, it's hinted at that Anakin gave her, like, you know, the second Shoto blade.
Yeah, I know
actually,
it is.
Actually, it's confirmed that Anakin gave her the second Shoto blade.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but it's like, I wish they would just show it.
Like, yeah. Like show better than tell.
Yes, exactly. Because it's like, it's a show. You might as well. Like, an episodic show. It's not like a movie where, like, time. Like, I get it, there's, like, a time lapse.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't have it, like, at the beginning of, like, the episode, the season, just be like, oh, Ahsoka, here. I thought you might use the snips or whatever the fuck and just handed her the blade.
Honestly, I think a lot of Jedi should just always carry, like, a freaking backup lightsaber. Yeah. Because a lot. Because I'm most.
But that means that they're, like, soldiers. But I like the idea that they only have one because I like to think that before, like, they got into the war, they were just fucking monks and they only had that for, like, protection from people trying to, like, rob them and stuff.
What really makes no sense to me is that. I know, I get that they're supposed to be, like, you know, wizard monks and everything, right? But honestly, like, you know, besides, like, you know, having the Force. What was really the use of the lightsaber, except for, like, you know, combat? Because you could honestly say that, like, you know, some of the fighting styles that were in the Clone Wars, because, like, you know, Anakin has a different fighting style from Obi-Wan, and also Ahsoka has her own, has, like, you know, the backward hand, like, you know, fighting style.
Yeah, reverse grip, yeah.
Yeah, the reverse grip. And then Count Dooku has, like, you know, the curve grip where his lightsaber kind of points towards his enemy for more, like, you know, attacking.
Like fencing, yeah.
Yeah, like fencing. Yeah, because, like, Obi-Wan's fighting style was more defensive, because he never really went for, like, you know, the killing blows. He always, like, just kind of, like, you know, redirect his attacks and everything.
Do you like how every time he, like, got his lightsaber, how he always did that, like, two-finger bullshit?
Just like, cha-cha!
Yeah, I wonder why.
He was so cool! Obi-Wan is such a fucking badass.
Yeah. I think, like, it would, like, turn, like, into just a defensive style. Like how in karate you just use, like, you can use bow staves, but they don't teach you how to, like, attack with it. They just teach you how to defend. I think that's how it started off, and then once, like, the Sith started coming around, they started, like, attacking. Mm-hmm. They had to incorporate more offensive stuff into it, and that's how the whole...
Mace Windu, a.k.a. Samuel Jackson. I like how he was the only person in the Jedi Order that had a purple lightsaber, but and they never really explained how he got the lightsaber.
In Legends, because there's two things now. There's the Legends where...
Which is a non-canon.
Yeah, and then there's the canon. Now, in the Legends, what happened was that Samuel Jackson had, like, dreams that plagued him every night, because they had to... They didn't have, like, one planet that they had, like, they could get the Kyber crystals.
Oh, yeah, there was, like, different planets.
Mm-hmm. So he fucking was, like, having nightmares every night, thinking about, like, seeing visions of him fighting with a purple sword. So he scoured the whole entire galaxy until he found one.
Who was your favorite, like, you know, beside, okay, not but, like...
Can I finish the...
Oh, sorry, my bad.
And in the new canon, they just said, oh, yeah, it's the sabers... They're, like, keyblades, essentially, and they go to different... They choose their wielders or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, in Legends, I liked it so much because each lightsaber color had a different meaning. Like, if you had a yellow lightsaber, it meant you were a sentinel. So instead of, like, focusing on, like, meditating in the temple or learning and all that, you'd go out with people and learn about their plights and try to help them one-on-one instead of just... Like, normal people instead of, like, the higher-ups and all that.
No. Oh, shit. I just realized something. Sorry to, like, cut you off, but you played the Fallen Order video game, right?
Yeah.
You know how the Inquisitors, their lightsabers are literally just a ring and it just spins and around in a circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit is so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah, no, I like that. In the Fallen Order game, too, you can get a... You start off with a single lightsaber because your hilt's broken, and then you fix it, and then you can get, like, a... This is spoilers for fucking Fallen Order, by the way.
Yeah, but the game's been out for, like, 2 years, so if you still haven't played it, that's really on you. Spoiler alert!
Yeah. Then you can, like, split it off into two lightsabers. That shit is fucking...
Yeah, but you only primarily... That's kind of, like, you know, a special combo. You can't actually have an option to have, like, you know, dual wield and shit.
That's why I hope in the second game they're gonna allow that option. But anyway, there's... They added a new move to the game for New Game Plus, where you can switch, like, automatically between... Like, you're fighting, like,
with your one lightsaber, and then like mid combo you can switch to two-sided lightsabers.
You know why Kylo Ren had his lightsaber with like the two beams coming out of it, right?
Yeah, that was to like block so your hand, like his hand wouldn't get chopped off, right?
Oh yeah.
Was that the, or was that just a theory? Because I saw that like when the movie first came out.
I mean, I think there's definitely some truth to it, because the only time I can really think about it was when Anakin fought Count Dooku for, like, that one time. And they were trying to rescue Padme on that one desert-ass planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got his hand freaking cut off because he did the whole spitty thing, like, oh, my hand, fuck.
Yeah. And then fucking Vader wanted vengeance, so he cut off Luke's hand. Mm.
Vengeance on his son, for him? Yeah.
He was upset that his son had two hands and he didn't like it.
Shut the fuck up. That's not what that was about. Gosh.
Oh, that's how everybody gets disarmed in Star Wars. They don't, like, shoot the lightsaber out of people's hands. They just fucking chop the whole entire hand off. And it's like, come on, dude.
I honestly feel like Ahsoka was, but definitely, or at least the backwards holding him is definitely, like, really good at defense. But not so much, like, you know, offensive. But then again, she was really fast. She had the speed to, for her offense.
Well, yes. But Starkiller had reverse grip, too.
Yeah, but he was fast.
That's true.
I'm talking about, like, if you had, like, a slow character, like a big body, like, you know, Jedi, that's not as fast, and he was using reverse grip, he would be more defensive, unless he had, like, you know, the freaking dual-wielding, double-ended lightsabers.
Yeah, I see your point. Although they made him out to be fucking, like, basically Space Jesus in that fucking...
Who, Starkiller?
Yeah, they fucking... He was, like, so powerful in the Force, he put Darth Vader to shame, and Darth Vader was supposed to be, like...
The Chosen One?
Yeah.
You were the Chosen One! Did you know this Chosen One was fucking this bitch on the side? You know what? Actually, you know what? I think Obi-Wan always knew. He always knew. He, like, Obi-Wan wasn't that fucking clueless of a guy.
No, because, like, they'd be acting, like, flirty around each other. Like, you'd think it'd be like, hey, come on, dude. What are you doing?
Hey.
He's like, I want to stay inside Padme's room tonight. And all they hear is... coming from there. They're like, wow, I wonder if they're playing patty cake really hard.
And then, like, in the Clone Wars, where there's this one episode where he got, like, you know, really freaking jealous and everything, and then he just, like, force-choked the other guy that was making his moves on Padme, but Padme was just like, nah, bruh, you don't want to fucking do that, my boyfriend will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just like, oh, yeah, who's your boyfriend? And then Anakin shows up and just like, you touching my girl? Force-choke.
I don't think they were a good match for each other.
No, they were not. They were not. And then not to mention, because of their stupid relationship, I feel as though that their relationship is what really caused him to go to the dark
side. Oh, 100%. I think Anakin's mom dying was the reason.
Well, yeah, that too. Honestly, he shouldn't have even been a Jedi.
No.
Because, like, I'm pretty sure that, yep... There was an episode where Yoda actually saw, like, you know, glimpses of the future and actually saw Darth Vader's freaking mask.
No, that was Anakin.
Hmm?
That was
no,
Anakin.
Yoda. In the later seasons, Yoda goes to another freaking planet, sees glimpses, like, literal picture images of, like, you know, scenes that happens in, like, you know, the third episode where... Anakin fights Obi-Wan, Padme gets fucking wrecked, and then, like, you know, you see a giant Vader face.
That was in fucking... No, that was Anakin seeing that on that one planet with...
Yeah, I know. Famous. And then and then Yoda.
Okay. Is it also? I thought you were saying just... It just happened once.
Oh, no.
Because I know Anakin did that.
Yeah, he also saw it, too. But apparently that he didn't try to at least remember any of that shit.
And I think his memory got erased. That's why he didn't remember it.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Because I would have been like, if he remembered it, like, I don't think any of that would have... happened. You'd have just been like thinking about that, be like, man, what was that fucking dude in the mask?
And yeah, and then Yoda, like, you know, in the later season, like, you know, he's went to a different planet, met some super high force sensitive alien secret beings and all that kind of stuff. Then he saw some glimpses into the future.
I thought apparently secret beings. Which one was that?
I don't know. It was a later episode. It's definitely past, like, you know, season four, I believe. But you'll have to keep watching the show to find it.
Were they the Zepho, or was it a different one?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it.
But I like Star Wars. I'm upset Kathleen Kennedy kept fucking it up, but I mean...
Who's Kathleen Kennedy? The lady. Isn't she the head of, like... Is she, like, the current head of, like, you know, the whole Lucasfilm thing?
Yeah.
That bitch.
Yeah, no, we had a whole discussion about her last time.
Yeah. What I was gonna ask you is, like, you know, out of all of the Jedi that you... At least... Because at this point, you're at season four, so there's really no, like, new Jedi captains and all that kind of stuff. Who's your favorite Jedi Knight besides... Because I know it's not Anakin. It's definitely not Anakin.
No. Jedi Knight or Jedi Master?
Jedi Knight / Master. Any of the other side characters that are really cool.
I like Plo Koon a lot. The dude with the mask.
Oh, yeah. Bug mask.
Yeah, because he acts like a dad to Ahsoka, essentially. He's, like, always looking
That was so... Oh, my gosh. In Season 7, where, like, you know, you have to... Where pretty much you have to relive the same events that happened in, like, you know, episode 3 in the Clone Wars, where you see all of them freaking die and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was heartbreaking the second time. It was really freaking heartbreaking.
Because, like, the first one, you don't really give a fuck about all these characters, random people.
Yeah, but
I remember, like, as a kid, it scared me. It, like, made me upset. Like, it got me scared because, like, it's the dark, haunting music and all these. What really got me is Sakura, whatever her name is.
Ayla Sakura.
Yeah, when she got fucking shot like a dog in the streets on that fungus planet.
Yeah, and then, like, the big-headed Jedi, I forgot his name, you're probably...
Ki-Adi Mudi,
yeah, because, like, he almost put up... And that's the one thing I never understood. Like...
How all of them all died?
All of them all died by clone troopers, but we've seen all of them fight ant droids that have, like, you know, good accuracy, and they're able to block all of that, like, but when it comes to clone troopers, they all just, like, freaking gut, and they don't, like, you know, do their Jedi movement stuff or, like, the Force. I mean, like, here's the thing. Some of them were caught off guard, like Plo Koon and Ayla Sakura. But then there were others, like the guy from, like, you know, the Fallen Order video game, where he literally just gets killed by an entire, like, a firing squad of clones. Or...
You're talking about,
The cat guy. The purple cat guy.
He's not a cat. You're talking about Jaro T'Pol. Yeah. No, what happened was that, he got shot once, and he was, like, trying to recover, but then kept getting shot. That's what happened. Because he was blocking all the shots, and then one got through, and he was, like, recoiled from that, which caused other shots to hit him.
Yeah. And another thing, like...
And then, instead of trying to recover, he tried to save Cal because they kept trying to shoot at him.
I know. But then there's other ones, like, The Bad Batch. There's a series called The Bad Batch on Disney Plus where it... kind of starts off towards the Order 66, but the Bad Batch, they don't get turned because their DNA is, like, you know, very, like, different from, like, you know, the regular clones. But you know Kanan from the Rebel series, right?
Yeah,
he's the dude that trains, like, you know, Ezra Bridger.
Yeah.
Okay, so there, like, it shows a scene of him. Where him and his master, like, you know...
I saw that scene, yeah.
Yeah, you saw that scene where, like, his master, like, you know... And just like, you know, Cal's, like, master, they send some disturbance in the Force and everything, and they're just like, holy shit. And then, like, you know, you see the master defending herself. But the thing, my thing is, why don't they ever go for the freaking kill?
I don't know. That's the thing.
And even Ahsoka, when she started to feel something, she never really went for the kill. And I understand that those clones were, like, you know, your squad mates, right?
Right.
But if they're shooting at you, kill them.
Yeah, like, friend or foe. Like, legit, you're in wartime. And it's not like clones didn't betray them before. They had that thing in the earlier season where one of them betrayed the whole squad and shit.
Yeah, and the, yeah.
I asked our friend George about this, because I was curious about the same thing, because I was like, I was playing Fallen Order again, and they came to that scene, and I'm like, why the fuck did they all die to, like,
a bunch of clones?
Yeah, they have fucking light swords.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe they were also trained to like. They fought alongside with their Jedi the Jedi masters. So they probably knew some of their battle styles. So that way, they learned that. So that way, when the time comes, they would be easily able to kill them. Like, Kiyuri Mundi's team are an elite squad of, clones and everything. But they still wouldn't stand a chance against Kiyuri Mundi in the right circumstances. Because in the right circumstances, all the Jedi there should not have died that easily.
Here it is. I asked him, how did the fucking Jedis die so easily during Order 6? Like, you'd think a majority of the Council would at least whoop that some clone ass.
Yes!
Because the Council, I get maybe some Jedi Knights or something, or Padawans, they'd get fucked up. But
the Jedi Council with Mace Windu, Kit Fisto,
I get half of them did die to Palpatine. They got fucked up immediately.
Yeah, Kit Fisto, the one devil looking dude with the horns and shit.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can remember.
Yeah. And Mace Windu obviously got killed by Anakin. And it's they got dicked down. And he's like, Jedi was outnumbered by clones 10,000 to 1. Many are caught off guard. Many flee. Overwhelming firepower.
Yeah, but then I keep thinking back to, Ahsoka and how she easily able to, reflect all of those bullets from, seven clone troopers at point-blank range and still managed to escape. She was with reflect, and she didn't get hit with a laser not one time. And she was, they were this close as I'm sitting this sitting this close to you, and they were just shooting at her, and right. She was just like.
But I also think it's because battle droids aren't really because they don't have a brain; they're just fucking mindless robots. So they just are taught one thing, and they just shoot one.
Yeah,
thing.
But then you also have some of those robots, like the ones with the little lightning sticks. That are able to, hold their own against Jedi.
Yeah, but
so they do have the technology to increase their brain functions. And then not to mention, the commander droids, the ones, the captains with, the really flat heads.
Yeah.
They have an adaptability feature. So that way, every battle that they win, they get progressively better at commanding troops. So General Grievous is really fucking stupid, because now that I think about it, he's the one that was supplying all the fucking droids.
I remember watching fucking Episode 3 and wondering so much who the fuck General Grievous was. Because I remember fucking seeing it in theater. I had Episode 2, and I was, watching it. I'm like, where was he? Was he in this? I couldn't find him, and I was like, is he a Jedi? Which one is he? Because I think I would have remembered a fucking
7-foot fucking half android dude with
four lightsabers
spinning fucking lightsabers and shit.
Yeah.
And the thing is once again, how could Jedis easily get killed by that thing when they have the Force? Just literally pick him up, rip his arms off, and just be done with it.
That's what I think is why don't you just use your Force to push him off something really high?
That's true, or at least just lift him up, slam him to the ground. Because remember the 2000 3 animation one, where there's a scene with Mace Windu, and he's chasing after Grievous. So then he uses a Force crush on the side of his ribs and everything, and he just freaking crushes it.
Right. There's a thing in The Mandalorian. At the end of The Mandalorian, right?
I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Okay,
no.
So somebody comes by and he fucking uses the Force to destroy the robot with one hand. He just crushes it into a ball. I'm like, why fucking anybody else do that?
I think that's mainly the Jedi way of being just really defensive and passive and only using the Force when really need to. Because if you really think about it, a lot of the Jedi that do use the Force, they only just use a Force push. They never really choke or crush.
Yeah, see, and that's why they shouldn't have never went to war to begin with.
No, they really shouldn't have. Because, honestly, the only thing they really did was just put themselves in, like, you know, harm's way to really just be, like, freaking, like, you know, fucking murdered by a bunch of clones.
Yeah. And I want to get on to other topics, but I do got one last topic on this that I want to ask you about.
Right.
Darth Jar Jar Binks. What do you think?
What the fuck happened to Jar Jar Binks? Oh my fucking god.
Oh, in the canon, he became a Jester because he was exiled from his home and everywhere else because he put Palpatine into power.
How do you put Palpatine? Wait, is this... Wait, seriously?
Yeah, in episode one, he became a, because Emperor Palpatine, he was the Grand whatever. Whatever the fuck he was. Mm. Before he became the Emperor. And, because, after the fight of Naboo, Jar Jar Binks became, like, some senator or some kind.
Yeah, he was a senator.
And he was the one to give Emperor Palpatine the emergency orders. Like, Order 66 and shit.
Really?
Like mm-hmm.
I thought it was because of those freaking Kaminoans that had that freaking,
No, it was episode one.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna have to re-fucking watch that goddamn episode. One last thing, Asajj Ventress deserved way better. Because she gets...
At the end, like, I think it was in the book or
episode... Yeah, she just, like, she falls in love with, like, the one black dude that's able to... That has a force sense of... A force ability to, like, touch stuff.
Yeah, psychometry, yeah.
Yeah, psycho-imagery. And that was cool, but it was still kind of sad that she died. Because, honestly, seeing another dual-wielding lightsaber wielder mm-hmm. was so fucking cool. It was just...
I like how she redeemed herself, too, and came back to the light.
In the book. Yeah, in the book. She didn't really get to do that in, like, you know, the show.
Yeah, no, but... I thought she was cool.
Okay.
I think the Night Sisters are cool, and the Night Sister in Fallen Order is really fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were so... honestly,
fucking funny. Like, the robot was talking to her, and she just looked at him, and she's like, I do not know what you are saying. The robot got really sad.
Yeah, the Night Sisters, their introduction to, like, you know, the whole canon, everything kind of shook things up because they were able to do things with the Force that honestly seemed a lot darker than what Palpatine was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole Savage Opress shit. Oh my god.
I'm wondering if there's any other, like, Night Sisters that actually escaped.
Oh, there has to be. Just, like, there's... You know how there's actually a lot more Jedis that actually escape, like, you know, Order 66, right? Mm-hmm. There's, like, numerous of them. So there had to have been more Night Sisters, because I doubt all of the Night Sisters were, like, you know, on the planet during the whole massacre with General Grievous.
I know that in Legends there were a bunch that came to the New Jedi Order.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's cool. Like, the New Jedi Order, Luke, like, looked at what worked for the other Jedi Order. Like, he's like, you know what? Fuck the whole not marriage shit. Like, that makes no sense. Mm-hmm. How can we have... Like, same thing we were saying. How can you have compassion without attachment? So we're gonna have that.
Because it's actually something worth fighting for. Besides, like, you know, just showing up to, like, you know, protect some planet, leaving, but only causing more inner turmoil because people think that, oh, the Jedi are here to just, like, you know, cause more trouble. But that wasn't really the... That wasn't really it.
I think Legends is... a lot better than the canon.
Yeah.
But I do like, you know, each lightsaber is kind of unique to people. I think that's interesting. But it's like, I also like that each color represents a different part of, like, what kind of Jedi you are. Like, green means, like, you're more powerful with the Force. Like, orange, it was a rare color, but orange was, like, you're a pacifist. You would never, like, you only use your lightsaber to, like, defend yourself.
And don't forget the different shades of green, because Ahsoka Shoto lightsaber wasn't even really green. It was, like, a...
Yellow-green.
Yeah, it was a yellow-green.
Yeah, no, there's fucking so many colors. There's, like... I remember, in that fucking, Force Unleashed game, they had a black lightsaber, and it was, like, the
cool... Oh, yeah, it's because the black lightsaber's origins tied to the whole, The Mandalorians and all that
kind of
stuff.
That's the canon. And the other one, they just had a black lightsaber. Oh, they had one.
Oh, okay. I'm only aware of the canon one.
I know in the Legends, I think they had, like, lightsabers that were colored, but the whole, like, inside of it was black.
Mm.
Like, you could have a red lightsaber, but the inside was black. I don't know, though. I forget. But, anyway, what do you think of that Darth Jar Jar Binks, the whole...
Darth Jar Jar Binks? I mean, it would be an interesting role for Jar Jar Binks to really have.
It makes sense, though. I mean, I heard about that, I thought that's where they were going, because he was the one who got Palpatine. Like, everybody was thinking, like, he was the second Sith Lord. He was because of the rule of two.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, does that, would that mean that all the times where he's just, like, you know, acting like an idiot was just an all, like an act? Like, an act and shit?
Yeah. That was the thing, is, like, he was just playing around, like, he was,
kind of like how that one character in Naruto, where he's just like, hi, I'm Obi, but then, like, you know, like, he does a whole shift change, he's just like, hi, I'm Obi, and I have a fucking Sharingan, brah.
Yeah, yeah, essentially, and he was gonna be, because that's why he got, that's why everybody gave him, like, senators and didn't mind his goofy antics. They're like, oh, he's not gonna do anything. That's Jar Jar. He's a goofy poo-poo head. Ha ha.
If you want to know my opinion, I really I couldn't take a Jar Jar Binks seriously. I didn't take him seriously then, and if he's Darth Jar Jar Binks, I wouldn't take him seriously now.
Yeah, people always say that because, like, in the making of the first movie, George said Jar Jar is the link to everything. So that's why everybody was saying, oh shit, he had. I think they after the first movie they cut him down. They're like, fuck, like, we're not gonna have him anymore. Just make him a. Make him a background character. We're not going to use him anymore. I will say, in every Clone Wars episode, if it's Jar Jar Binks, like, featured, like, if it was, like, a solo event with them, I just skip it. I don't even watch the episode. I'm like, I'll learn from the recap what happened.
Yeah.
But that was the Star Wars talk, so...
We kind of went on, a little longer than expected, but, you know, Star Wars holds a special place in all of our hearts.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Kathleen, though.
Yeah, fuck you, Kathleen. You know what doesn't hold a place in any of our hearts?
Socialism?
Close. I was gonna say Game Grumps.
Wait, how do you associate socialism with Game Grumps? That makes no sense.
Anyway.
I got you.
Yeah, you got me. Hey, Cade, why do you hate Game Grumps? I'll tell you why.
Hey, Cade, why do you hate the Game Grumps now, besides the obvious that they're boring and, oh my gosh, watching it's torture!
It's not even funny anymore!
Yeah, watching a current episode feels like an actual chore. And I would honestly like to vacuum.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the downfall of Family Guy. You know how, like, earlier seasons were really fucking funny, and now all of... Everybody just does one thing, and it's like, poop-based joke.
No, it's not even that. It's just, like, whatever made the characters, like, you know, so enjoyable and funny, just make them do a freaking 180. Like, Lois was the caring mother, but now she's just, like, a bitch-ass mother.
They're all mean to each other.
All fucking mean to each other for, like, no... Well, they were mean. They were kind of... They actually, you know, they were only really mean to, like, Meg, but not to the point where, like, you know, they treated her, like... dog shit garbage. Like, if you ever wanted to know, if you ever thought you had a bad day, try being Meg.
Yeah, really.
In, like, current Family Guy. I remember there's one episode where, like, you know, they thought Meg's dead body was the carcass of a fucking pig, and Meg didn't even know about it when she came to find out that, oh, people think I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah, fuck all of them. Yeah, so it's kind of like, so I understand what you're saying with the whole Game Grumps thing. Like, whatever made them funny in the beginning, just make them do, like, a whole freaking character 180 switch.
Or not even that, it's just that, I think they, because their show is based around, like, new stories, like, stories and shit, but it's like, when you go on for so long, you run out of stories.
Yeah, and then...
Now you have to rely on your quick sense of humor. Most of them don't have that, because it's just poop-based jokes, like, I'm gonna go inside the room and fart, and then that's it.
No, it's not even that. Like, current Family Guy doesn't even do a lot of poop.
I'm not talking about Family Guy, I'm talking about Game Grumps.
Oh, my bad. Okay, wait, really? They just do poo-poo jokes?
Essentially, poo-poo fart jokes.
Oh, okay, so I guess their inspiration is Teen Titans Go.
Maybe, I don't know.
Whoever the fucking writers are in Teen Titans Go, they must be friends with the Game Grumps.
Oh my god, and then they're just so boring. I hate the thumbnails. The thumbnails are so boring.
Yeah, that's why I only just watch Ross. Ross, he makes me smile.
Yeah. I mean, when I look at fucking a Game Grumps episode and I see... Danton, what? And it shows Dan in the corner. That's like, it's like a typical YouTuber 5-year-old thumbnail. And I'm like, I've been watching the show for since high school. I don't need to be treated like this.
Kind of like how every, like, Call of Duty guy on YouTube has, like, that... has, like, you know, the same thumbnail where they have, like, you know, like, one pose. Like, four common poses. But then they have, like, different pictures of it. But it's the same reused pose, like, over and over and over.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like them, like, going like in their face.
Yeah. Like, guess what?
And I was like, this cheater did what? And it shows, like, fucking aimbot or whatever.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I hate those. That's just a topic in general.
That's literally fucking every Apex Legends content creator.
Any fucking video game creator. They do, like, one pose where they, like, smile. We're, like, in the corner smiling and it's, like, having fun in this game.
Smile. Here's the thing. There's a shocked look. There's the smile. There's a smug look.
I like the PewDiePie one where it just shows his one face of, like, he's in, like, emotional pain. It's, like, reacting to YouTube. No matter what the video is, it's just him in the corner just, like, going, like, like, so upset that he's gotta do it.
I love that.
I gotta find the picture. It's so funny. It's so fuck.
I kind of wish to, just for, like, you know, experimental sake, I'm going to watch, like, you know, a current Game Grumps, like, you know, episode. It doesn't really fucking matter. I'm just going to watch, like, you know, the first one that pops up on their channel. And I'm just going to see how well it holds up in, like, 2021 after, like, not watching them for, like, 5 years.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Oh, I know, it's not good. Like, I started to get bored out of it, like, it's like a year after high school.
Oh yeah, same year. Like, I just started slowly, like, declining off. I'm like, maybe it'll get better later on. Just for right now, I'm not gonna watch it. And that's just,
when do you think, like, you know, a show or, like, you know, someone has been on long enough that they've just peaked? Because one example, for instance, The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Oh, The Simpsons peaked in fucking season 10.
Really?
Yeah, they've been going downhill ever since. It's a bad day for baseball, I tell you what.
Oh, okay. I think Family Guy definitely peaked at, like, season 4.
Really?
Or, like, the old style where Peter was, like, you know, a lovable oaf and not, like, you know, a danger to fucking society, and Lois wasn't such a catty fucking bitch. And, okay, basically,
I'll say season 5 was, like, the last good season.
Basically, whatever season started off Brian being, like, you know, a fucking snob and a fucking hypocrite, that's where it went downhill. I don't know what season it is, but anyone who's ever watched Family Guy knows what I'm talking about.
I think it's, like, season 7. I don't remember. I fucking haven't watched Family Guy that much for a while. I watch new episodes, but it's more of, like, I want to hate myself, so that's why I'm going to watch it.
I stopped watching new episodes. I started watching American Dad more because they're funny.
See, look, I'm telling you, it's the same face. In every video. It's just like a disconnect, like a fucking emotionally dead look in every video.
Do you think PewDiePie, wait, how many subscribers does PewDiePie have now?
Probably like a billion.
No, I know that he, but then again, that was like a couple of years ago that he passed 100 million. Like, honestly, do people really...
110 million.
110 million. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's definitely peaked. At least when it comes to...
I like his new... He just takes the same look and just fucking keeps...
warping and distorting it?
Yeah.
Here's a quick question. Is PewDiePie still funny?
Old PewDiePie, no. New PewDiePie, very funny.
Oh, wait, old PewDiePie was not funny?
No. Because, like, he was still giving a fuck, trying to be like, what's up, bro? What's up, PewDiePie? Like, shit like that, doing, like, gimmick and shit.
Is Markiplier still funny?
I think a little bit. I think it's, like, they come out of their shells of being like, we're not, like, once they come out their shells of just being video game YouTubers, mm-hmm. I think that's when they started to peak, because he's starting to peak again. Like, PewDiePie is still, is there's some shots I've seen of PewDiePie where he's fucking really funny. He makes really funny jokes. Mm-hmm. Markiplier, too. There was that fucking video I showed you of fucking Who's Your Murderer Gonna Be.
And it's just initial M, and then
Markiplier goes, I fucking just
jump fist, and, like, and then he's just showing you a photo, and just
like, who made this? Just, that shit was, that's fucking funny. But, like, that, Jacksepticeye is funny. Like, I think, like, once they figured out that they don't have to just do video game humor constantly, they peaked. Game Grumps didn't do that because they realized that, they're not good at it.
Is that one dude still married to that one girl? That Dan, is, Dan, or, like, Aaron, the brown-haired dude with the freaking blonde streak in his hair.
Aaron, yeah.
Is still married to that one.
Susie, yeah.
Yeah, they're still married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they've been married.
Good, because honestly, they've been together for forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're not getting, you know,
divorce?
Yeah, anytime soon.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, but they're fucking boring. Like, I'll look
hopefully up... Hopefully pro Jared doesn't ruin it.
Like pro Jared pro Jared changes his name to pro relationship ruiner. No. Well, I'm trying to think. Not Cucks Jared. What's a good name for him where all he does is just go to different YouTubers' relationships and just fucking cheats on them? Not cheats on them.
Pro Wrecker.
Yes. Instead of Home Wrecker, Pro Wrecker. That's good. Look at all these stupid ass thumbnails.
I mean, they're not bad.
They used to be worse. They went down a little bit. But I remember, like, a few months ago, they were,
do you,
like,
ever? Oh.
They were, like, stupid shit like that.
Let me
that say. One. Fucking that one. That one. That one.
No, but here's the thing. I actually like it now that they're just showing, like, their faces, because in the past they don't really show their faces. They always did, like, the little cartoon characters.
Yeah, but I like it because it's just simple. It's like, it's very simple. It's nice aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, but, you know, they can't really do the same thing for, like, you know, forever. I mean, they could. They could.
They've been doing the same thing forever.
They're still doing the same thing forever. Okay, hold on. I just want to see what their first episode was. 9 years ago. Kirby Superstar Spring. Oh my god. 9 years ago. And that was with JonTron.
Yeah, I remember JonTron era was great.
Okay, you know, okay, comparing the thumbnails from, like, you know, 9 years ago to, like, freaking now, it's definitely a lot more effort into it.
It's an eye catcher one. It's like typical YouTuber eye candy.
Typical YouTuber eye candy.
Like this one, fucking or like this one. This one's high effort. They hired an artist. It's not just a bunch of gobbledygook.
I love those. You know who Cartoons or and/or HDO Delirious is?
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Yeah. No.
They make me laugh. Who's that guy? Oh, Wildcat. He's funny.
Yeah. No, this one's fucking high effort. It's like, they hire channel artists. They fucking do arts. That and Super Mega. Super Mega does the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that. That's really nice.
Like, I like that. I like that kind of, because that's a high effort. You get somebody with, like, musical talent. Even for their podcast, they hire, like,
I'm sorry, musical talent? You mean, like, art talent?
I meant, like, artist talent or art talent. Yeah, shit like that. But it's, like, they hire an artist and they do just any kind of video game or podcast episode, they'll hire them to just do the art. It's fucking amazing.
It's
art.
It's adorable. Because honestly, I'll most likely watch those. I'll watch those, like, you know, little cartoon characters, because that is what catches my eye.
Yeah. And I don't, like, if they had, like, a bunch of gobbledygook on the screen with fucking a train going by and shit, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not.
Remember, so what about us? He bought too many games. Now we gotta play them all. So what about a steam train? Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, steam train? Yeah, no, that's dead in the water.
Yeah. Actually, you know, okay, once again, I only really watch Game Grumps for Ross. Ross, to me, was the funniest, and Dan was the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else could just freaking suck it.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, no, all the other people, Barry was kind of funny, but...
Who would... Oh, Barry... Oh my god, I completely forgot about Barry. Yeah, is he still even a Game Grump?
No, no, he stopped doing whatever the fuck. He barely even talks to Game Grumps anymore.
Aw. Who else used to be a Game Grump? So there was Barry, JonTron, Ross. Who's still a Game Grump? Is it just still Dan and Aaron and then, like, Susie occasionally?
No, they have a whole fucking team. They have a... an editor named Ben who got into a bunch of trouble because he made a tweet saying he wanted to fuck Jacob Sartorius.
Who? Was
that 16-year-old Viner.
Oh.
He got a lot of trouble for that.
I remember Ben. Wasn't he the Asian guy?
No, that was Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that was years ago. Yeah, no, they have a whole fucking studio of people now. It's like a Marvel studio. If you had to put credit on each episode for everybody, it would be like a fucking laundry list of people.
Wow.
They have like a social media person, PR people, they have a manager, they have fucking so many people.
Oh, lee.
Yeah. But anyway, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I think we're good.
Alright, so thank you guys for watching. Be sure to follow us on Twitter for very scarce updates.
Yeah, very scarce updates. But we'll definitely be more on our game now. I mean, I really have nothing better else to do. I work.
Well, after you got rid of your space mansion, you really don't have anything else to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm dirt-ass poor right now, so I probably need... So I came back just so that way I can raise my revenue, make it to the top again, and then quit, do a hiatus, and then just start all over. Rinse and repeat.
Those Genshin Impacts aren't going to buy... wishes aren't going to buy themselves.
Those freaking waifus and their big, huge, like, you know, elemental blasts aren't going to buy themselves.
And that is not a euphemism.
Euthanism?
Euthanasia.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, my gosh, shut up. Okay. Goodbye, everybody. See you next time.
Bye.